Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Let them know, Marvin. We hope you're having a fantastic Thursday out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Your host, James, here. I'm joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everyone. We are going to have some fun. We got some entertainment coming right up.
All right.
We will also get into some other cool topics. We got that most popular gas station in each state. We got to get into that one. and I got another one about this. How many push-ups you can do? How many push-ups can you do? Your age, though.
I'm going to be so sad at the end of that one.
It's going to be
so
rough.
Sad.
It could be rough. It could be. We'll get through it together.
All of us.
We will bond together.
We'll bond over push-ups, yes.
But it's a Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour, and that usually means our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society. They are not able to join us today, so we're going to pull an audible, and we're going to pick our own Pet of the Week.
Let's do it, yes.
So I'm going to pick one, and Seth is.
Okay, all right.
I am going to take Bella because of my youngest.
Isabella, right?
Yes, youngest. Isabella.
That's a pretty dog.
Bella is a spayed, mixed breed, large. She's about 45 pounds, fully grown. She's a mixed breed. 5 years old, and just looks like a beautiful, a husky mix.
Yeah, you can definitely see that there, and that's just the white face.
Yeah.
With the black rings around the eyes, that's really cool.
That is a beautiful
dog. It's like a silent movie star.
yes. Well said. Yeah, that is a beautiful dog.
Yeah, that is gorgeous.
Billy Butcherson. I like that. That's a good name. That's a good one.
There's obviously a lot of cats here. Oh, look at that. The one down there, bottom middle. That one has really big ears.
Yes. Oh, Clarkette. That's a great name.
Great name, too.
Clarkette is a two-month-old kitten.
Yes.
It looks adorable. Looks adorable. Yeah, that's a good one.
Really big ears, though. I like that.
Got a Frankenstein. A cat named Frankenstein. It doesn't look anything like a Frankenstein, but it's very cute.
Frankie. Call him Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie. I like
that. Oh, that cat looks like the cat I had growing up on the right there. The black and white one there.
Yeah.
Looks very similar to the cat. We had the cat I had growing up was named Dinah. And she was a black and white, had very similar markings to that one.
Interesting. There are some great ones out there, everybody. Anybody you want to highlight here, Seth? Tall Shorty, the kitten. Kitten Long Tall Shorty.
I love the names, man.
And a great name and a great cat. Long Tall Shorty is in foster. Been there too long. Been there 198 days. Check out
there
Long Tall Shorty. Max is a great dog. I think I've met Max. Look at Nutmeg. Look at Nutmeg. Nutmeg's a two-month-old little kitten.
This is James for the rest of the hour, by the way. He's just going to be looking at animals and commenting on them.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's the new show. You guys didn't know? We changed the show.
We changed the format completely.
The second hour is now just me talking about looking at pictures of animals and describing them to the audience. Ooh, look at Sprocket. Sprocket is a domestic short hair mix, 3 month old. It's one of the more unique coats I've seen. It's got the black fur, and then instead of the white in the middle, it's brown.
It's kind of a tannish brown. Yeah, that's really cool.
And of course, I always thought
that was amazing with animals, the variety of colors and patterns. That's the thing that I always thought was really cool.
And get them before I do, everybody. Squirrel. Squirrel.
Yes.
I want Squirrel so bad. Squirrel is a neutered mixed breed, large, 44 pounds, fully grown, 3-year-old. Beautiful husky mix.
Yeah.
Just one of the most beautiful coats I've seen.
Very unique color scheme for huskies. I haven't seen a lot with that color. Yeah, that's really cool.
Great dog. And Tick, of course, is still there.
Tick's still there.
Somebody give Tick a home. 498 days Tick has been there.
Yeah.
A beautiful mastiff 4-year-old that I have met and is a sweet dog.
Right.
And I cannot stress that enough. Just a very sweet dog.
I'm guessing people are intimidated by Tick's size, being a larger dog. I think that might have something to do with it. But like you said, like Tim has said, every time we've talked about Tick, Tick is the sweetest dog. I mean, so.
And Twix Foster has been paid.
Yes, it's free. I mean, you get the most basic fee, and you can take him home.
There are so many of these dogs and cats and kittens and puppies that need a good home, and your new best friend is waiting for you, everybody.
Yes.
And there are plenty of things that you can do as well. If you can't adopt an animal, maybe you want to go over there and volunteer at the Humane Society. Encourage you to do that. You can do that and more. Since Tim's not here, I do want to take a second.
Okay.
Because there's been some vibration frustrations out there, some talk out there about our humane societies, and just in general around the country.
Okay.
And I'll talk about this one in particular. I always do this where if I can't reach your heart, maybe I can reach your wallet.
Right.
Maybe I can reach your brain. Not having a humane society will raise your taxes. They will shoot through the roof. There is a reasons for having a humane society, and you don't have a, I don't know, side business doing this that you can't control, that you have no idea, no higher up of, and you don't know what that necessarily their intent. Mm-hmm. We do know the humane society's intent.
Yep.
It is these animals first.
Yep.
And somebody's got to do that in society.
That's true.
Somebody has to do that. This is not, I am not a PETA member. I am not an animals first or anything like that guy, but I am a human being. I am a person. I am a living, breathing human being, and I cannot. I didn't grow up with animals. Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up on a farm. I come to this as somebody, as a city boy who grew up around salamanders and things like that. I was freaked out when I first saw a squirrel, a black squirrel for the first time. I came into loving animals and loving nature late, and I'm catching up.
Right.
And I'm telling you that I have done the homework on this. And without a humane society in your community, you are going to feel it. And you're not in the places you want to. Mm-hmm. There is a need for this.
Yes, absolutely.
Does it cost money? Yeah, because anything worth having does.
Yeah.
And you find room for it. You make it happen.
Yeah.
What they are currently at right now, if the Humane Society stays where it is, funding-wise and all of that, they're already having a hard time filling positions.
Yep.
They're already having a hard enough time. And all we keep doing is producing more and more animals and leaving them out there and all of this. Our Humane Societies provide a vital role in our community.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem debating this with people and talking this out.
Yep.
I am not at all saying that what I'm saying is golden and canon or anything like that. But I got a microphone in front of me, and I believe this is an important topic.
Yeah.
And I am bringing this up not from my perspective. This is coming to you from over 30 years of talking to people and having friends working at the Humane Society and knowing the impact this makes on our community. Look at communities. Look, I say a shout out to our Adams friends and appreciate them. Look at what happens with these things. Mm-hmm. They don't. Does anybody checked and seen? Does Adams have anybody picking up their garbage and recycling yet? You know what? We're going to get rid of these things. Yeah, we got a better answer. Oh, they're spending too much on this. And then, boom, what happens? Nobody's picking up your garbage and recycling.
Who wants to live like that?
I believe in less government. I believe in people doing things of their own and taking initiative in those things. But we have a government for a reason.
Right.
Let them do their job. And hey, government, do your job.
Well,
a little bit of both there.
Yeah. Well, and that's a great point, James, because I want to say that, we have the infrastructure here. We have a great humane society in right here in Southwood County, okay? What they need is funding, okay?
Yeah.
We don't, there's certain laws. I mean, Tim has been here the last couple of weeks and read the state laws about animals. They need to have the money in order to do these things that they are required to do. This needs to come not only from people in our community here. This needs to be funded from the government, because otherwise they don't have the funds to do what they're supposed to do.
Agreed.
They need to have that.
Well said. I don't begrudge people their causes or people their feelings or their passions by any means. Mm-hmm. I if you hear me 5 seconds on the radio, you know that I'm pretty prone to them.
Sure.
But we got bigger things on our plate. When we already have something established that's working.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
We got other things to be focusing on and worrying about here in our, just in our community, let alone in our country, in our world, in our state. Are we spending too much on our humane society? Let's put the focus where we really, there are plenty of other things. We can get to that, but it's down the line.
Right.
Right now, the Humane Society is working their tails off, pun intended, with what the work that's already on their plate.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get rid of that and what, bring in some or some business that I'm supposed to trust is going to do right by these animals in my community and do it by 50%, 60% cheaper, by the way, because that usually works out.
I was going to say, that does not sound Very attractive. Again, to me, it really doesn't.
I have no problem debating or talking about this with anybody out there. I am more than happy to do that. We have proven that for 80-some years at this station. And it ain't changing anytime soon, as long as I'm in this chair and as long as Civic Media is here. That's something we pride ourselves on.
Right.
We're here to talk with you. We're not talking at you. We're talking with you. That's where we do things differently than anybody else. But I feel pretty strongly about this one,
right.
And I think it needed to be said.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk about Squirrel. This is all.
That's always the best part, right?
This was all so that I could talk about Squirrel. I gave you all the seriousness so I could talk about Squirrel.
We could have the fun part, yeah.
I really want that dog, man. That's a great dog. And there's a lot of other great animals over there.
Yes.
You, of course, our Humane Society is always kitten season. They could always use kitten things as far as food and litter. And if you want to walk a dog or any of those things, reach out to our Humane Society. And for any other questions, find out more. Give them a call at 715-423-0505, 423-0505. You can, of course, email them, swchs@swchs.com. You can stop over at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids and check out their website, swchs.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow. Share their stuff. You never know who might see it.
You never know.
And be listening every Thursday for another edition of the Pet of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
And to all you businesses out there, we would love you to be a part of this. Join the team. Anytime you have heard us have a sponsor for this segment or any other segments, you hear how we treat our friends. We treat our family members out there, our community members. We love talking about our businesses to work with us. So reach out to our front desk, 715-424-1300. Pam will put you in touch with our sales team, and we'll get you a part of the team.
Absolutely.
SWCHS.com is the website. Seth and I will take a time out. We'll come back and talk some entertainment and more on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Time to come together. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve.
Mm-hmm. Here come old flat top,
here come grooving up slow. You don't want to be, do you want to be known as old flat top? Come old flat top. What'd you call me? What did you say? I don't like that as a nickname. That doesn't work. Excuse me, Paul. That doesn't work.
You know, and knowing John, John Lennon was a noted person. He hated it when people tried to analyze his lyrics, because he's like, they're lyrics to a song. You know, there might be something by him, but I'm not doing these things. So he would mess with people.
Yes.
He would put deliberately, very, very obscure things in his lyrics. So people, he's like, give that something to chew on kind of thing. And I think this is one of those songs, because if you listen to the lyrics, they make no sense whatsoever.
I am the walrus cuckoo ca-choo.
Yeah, exactly.
There is no segue for this one, but I did want to mention this and put some good vibes out there for him. Dave Coulier from Full House is battling cancer. Mm. He told People magazine that he was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin lymphoma just 4 weeks ago, and it is very aggressive. But a bone marrow test came back negative, which means, quote, my chances of curable went from something low to 90% range.
Okay.
Dave says he has good days and bad days. He's just trying to stay focused on all the great stuff that I have in my life.
Mm-hmm.
He's also urging people to get tested early for various cancers.
Yep.
Quote, take great care of yourself because there is a lot to live for.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever celebrities are hit by these things, I think it is always noteworthy, not necessarily because of the celebrity as much as because of the disease.
Yep.
And how while we bicker about things, little things and big things and all of this, diseases continue to run game on us.
Right.
The diseases do not care if you're rich or poor, man or woman, Republican or Democrat or any of that. They just continue to beat us down.
Are you a human? Yep.
And what ground have we made? What ground have we really made on any one type of cancer, let alone cancer as a whole?
In general, yeah.
Now, we have certainly made leaps and bounds here and there. I'm not at all begrudging the progress that has been made and the great work that has been done by the scientific and health communities. But they're not gone.
No.
They're not gone, and they may not be in our lifetime.
Right.
We need to bond. We need to work together on this. All the greatest minds around the world need to be. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, we need to be able to work together. We need to come together as a world.
Right.
And it starts in our country. America is the trendsetter. We are the trendsetter. We are the cool kid in class around the whole world. Whether people want to admit it or not, we are the ones. We are rock and roll. We are blue jeans. We are baseball. We are all of that. Imagine if our country showed unification. Imagine if our country showed that we could come together. Right. That, yeah, we don't agree politically. We don't root for the same baseball team. But man, when it comes to this, we are together. Imagine if our country could do what we did weeks and months after 9/11 every day. That we didn't need a national tragedy to come together.
Right.
That we didn't need an election not to go our way to come together.
Right.
Or to go our way to come together.
Mm-hmm.
That we just did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that's, and if we did it for any other reason, everybody, let's do it just to show them that we can, just to prove that we can do something nobody else can. That's kind of the American spirit, man. That's kind of what a lot of this is built on.
Right.
I'm not trying to be Mr. Kumbaya here or anything like that. I'm a realist.
Mm-hmm.
I am not that that guy. But I do believe in unity. I do believe that it's possible that we can come together to a degree. I'm not, again, saying that we're all going to hold hands and, you know, hands across America or anything like that. But I do think that we can show the rest of the world what it means to be unified.
Right.
And one thing that I think can bring us together is fighting these diseases.
Right. And you know what, man, what you said was really great. The United States is a trendsetter for good and for ill.
Yeah.
Both. I mean, we know we're not a perfect country. We've this country as a nation has made many mistakes over the years. And but what you're saying, you know, is like, can't we the old thing, can't we all just get along? Well, we think about the good. Think about what we could do if we were able to do that. Put those things aside and say, instead of people, you know, saying, you know, well, the United States is this, the United States is that. How about, hey, the United States showed the way or led the way in cancer research, you know, or in ending this or whatever it is. Wouldn't that be cool? I think that'd be a lot better than what a lot of people view the United States as.
I feel like when we're looking at things that show us how we have more in common than not or bring us together, I would think that fighting cancer is one of those ones. 100% of the audience. I don't believe that there's anybody out there
rooting for cancer.
Have we heard cancer side of the argument? I mean, come on, let's listen to cancer. Because that's how ridiculous some of these conversations are.
Absolutely.
And that's how ridiculous that is, that anybody would be against it or for it or whatever.
What are our priorities?
Yes, yes. We move on to some exciting news that I've been dying to talk about for 2 days now. But nobody would get into the conversation like you would, Seth.
Okay.
Denzel Washington, one of my top five actors of all time, one of my favorites. Denzel has said director Ryan Coogler is writing a part for him in Black Panther 3.
Whoa!
Just let that sit.
Oh wow, James is he's beside Goosebumps. Himself almost. Goosebumps. He's ready to go, man.
At this point, at this point in my career, I'm only interested in working with the best. I don't know how many more films I will make. Probably not that many. Mm-hmm. I want to do things that I haven't done. A third Black Panther has officially been announced, and Marvel boss Kevin Feige has previously mentioned a potential sequel. Because they kind of want to get the mantle to like who really is going to be the next Black Panther. Yeah. And stuff. God, I wish Denzel was in his 20s. Tell me he wouldn't be the perfect Black Panther.
Yeah.
Imagine the Othello type actor being behind that role. You've got Benedict Cumberbatch doing Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have if you have Denzel as Black Panther. I mean, God, man.
If only. And we kind of had, sadly, we had the new Denzel. We had Chadwick Boseman, was Black Panther. Unfortunately, of course, we lost him. But there's got to be more. We're going to have more actors like that coming up.
Including his son, who is an amazing actor himself, Denzel's son.
Okay.
There's a lot of great young actors. I could not agree with you more. If there was a next Denzel, it was Chadwick.
Yep.
It would have been him. I'm curious to see who will be the guy
who will step up for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about this one. I do think I bring this up, obviously. But I like the superhero stuff, and I'm huge Denzel fan. But I think what is even just as noteworthy, really, what's really noteworthy about this conversation is he just told you about his retirement. He just told that one of the greatest to ever do it. This is Mickey Mantle retiring. Mm-hmm. This is Kobe Bryant telling you, this is my last year. I'm going to play one more year, and this is my swan song.
Yep.
That's what he's basically telling us right now. Because Denzel has always been a theater actor, and he has been dying to have free up his schedule more to do more theater.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted it so bad. He brought theater into the movies and with Picket Fences and mm-hmm. some of that stuff.
Right,
and everything. So I have no doubt that he's not going to stop acting, but he wants to stop doing movies. Movies are a huge grind, and I'm not at all saying this to have anybody have any sympathy for actors or anything, but but it, there is theater acting that is a living, breathing animal. Mm-hmm. It's a living, breathing organism.
So different.
It's a thing. Yeah. Whereas film is much more cold and calculated, and it because it has to be.
Yeah.
It's much different style of acting.
So different. So very different.
And I think he wants to get away from that.
Yeah.
And he does.
He's earned it.
Yeah. That I genuinely, I know I am biased on this. It doesn't mean I'm wrong. You look at his career and go ahead and tell me he is not mm-hmm. one of the top 10 actors of all time.
I mean,
go ahead, please. I will debate anybody in the world. I'll debate Denzel about this.
Yeah.
Because he's too humble. I guarantee you, he wouldn't say that. But I stand on that.
It's amazing seeing some of these older actors now to find out what they're going to do. You've got people like Harrison Ford. Still out there doing it. He's not doing it for the money, people.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford has made enough money for several lifetimes, okay? He's doing it because he wants to do it. The fire is still there. He wants to do it. But now, I mean, we see other actors that say, I'm at this point where, like you said, man, doing movies is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to start doing something different, going to a little kind of retirement maybe, or people just hanging it up completely. Gene Hackman saying, I'm done. I'm going to retire. I'm not doing it anymore.
Gene Hackman at 70, and he was like, oh, I can't do it. Anthony Quinn famously, he couldn't do what he used to be able to do, so he couldn't memorize like he used
I'm
to
done.
And everything.
Yep.
Famously, Sean Connery was offered roles like up until like a year before he died and mm-hmm. stuff, but he just would turn it down. He was like, I can't do what I used to be able to do and everything. It's noteworthy. And you know what? I wasn't going to do this, but I will.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I've ever said anything nice about Kevin Costner.
I don't know if you have.
Well, actually, I will say his first movie, Fandango, great job.
Mm-hmm.
Great role. Great job. He did a really good job in it. It was his first movie, and he was very good in that.
Right.
And that's not a bad movie, actually. But one thing I will give him credit for, like, you can't tell him he can't do, like, he's not going to do what he wants to do.
Right.
And if he wants to, he will do something so big and so, bold as Waterworld or this Horizon movie
stuff,
that he did and everything. And he'll put his own money behind it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, he believes in these projects. He's definitely got a passion for them. I have to give him that.
He definitely give him the credit for that. Yeah.
He does not seem to know his audience. But
he's completely tone deaf. But
yes. And you cannot work with the guy. And does not like other actors. Like, I never understood that.
Maybe he just doesn't like people. I don't know.
Yeah, that might be that. It might be a little. Well, that was how John Wayne was. John Wayne just didn't. People used to think that John Wayne was sexist and racist. He was, but he also was towards white people. Like, he just didn't like people, period.
Yeah,
he just did not like people. But he also was one of the first guy on the set, the last guy to leave. One of the strongest careers ever, John Wayne. Lady Gaga will be in the Wednesday series in season 2.
Oh, wow.
She is currently filming with the crew in Europe. It's not known yet what role she would be playing, but she let people know. So Lady Gaga went viral on TikTok for doing the Wednesday dance in a remix of Bloody Mary, and that kind of gave the directors and Tim Burton and everybody the idea. And it caught the attention of Jenny Ortega, who said that Netflix would probably love for Gaga to join the show. Quote, if Lady Gaga were to be a part, I think it would have to be two monsters that understand each other. So I don't know what role they'll play, but she is a strong actor,
mm-hmm.
and seems like she's only getting better at it. She's working at getting better mm-hmm. as an actor. So
it really does seem like that she's wanting to. Yeah, exactly.
It should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then excited about that one to see where that one goes. And Mariah Carey calls herself the Queen of Christmas.
Right.
I don't believe you can do that. I don't, like, if somebody else wants to call, like, if Aretha Franklin never called herself the Queen of Soul. Everybody else called her that.
Right.
Aretha never had to call herself.
Ray Charles never called himself a genius.
James Brown never said he was the hardest working man in show business. The people just say this about you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel, it's like giving yourself a nickname. I don't think you can do that.
I mean, and you can, but it's lame.
It's really lame.
Super lame.
It's really lame. Well, she might be the queen. That's up to debate.
Mm-hmm.
But we might know who the new king is.
Okay.
Jason Kelsey's new holiday song, Maybe This Christmas, has hit the top 10 iTunes holiday charts. Beating out Mariah's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
What?
It beat it out. Jason did have a smidge of help, though. His song is a duet with Stevie Nicks.
Oh, Well, that helps. Jeez Louise.
Is that putting your thumb on the scale? Is that a little bit of, that feels a little...
I'm telling you, man.
Mariah did it by herself, to be fair.
Exactly. It's like, it's nice to be famous enough. You can just say, like, who do I want to do this duet with? Oh, Stevie Nicks. She free? You know?
Yeah.
Will she join me for this?
Does seem awfully nice to be able to do that.
Oh, goodness.
Let's go ahead and see. I'm just going to play a little of this for you right here.
Let's do it.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more. Maybe this year love will appear deeper than ever before.
And maybe forgiveness will ask us to call someone we love, someone we've lost for reasons we can't quite recall.
Not bad, not bad. He was he's hitting all the notes. That's good. That's a good thing, Jason. I'm glad you were there. That's good. But putting next to Stevie Nicks, though, it's like it's a little obvious.
You know, I've been told this by other actors before. Never, when you're going in for an audition, never stand next to an actor that's more handsome than you.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't know if you want to do a song as your non-singer with a really good singer.
With a really good, iconic, singer.
In such a different and unique voice.
Yes.
Like, very different and very unique. And
she's like, she's restraining herself a little bit. It feels like she's like holding back a little bit.
Well, and you can hear him trying so hard.
He is.
I really respect that.
Yeah.
You're really putting yourself out there.
But you can tell he's someone who's sung a lot. He sung in the shower, I'm sure, but you know.
And I do believe that they've done this for a couple of years, the Philly special, where Jason mm-hmm. Kelce gets him and his former teammates together and stuff. They did this when he was playing, too. I believe they're doing it for food shelters. They raise money for
that's
everything. So it's for a good cause. It's for a good reason. On the New Heights podcast, he does with his brother Travis, Jason said, quote, "You know, I've fought my whole life to be the queen of Christmas, and the fact that we're finally here, it feels very special." Not many people are listening to Christmas music, so we jumped up in there, and we'll see if it holds up throughout the rest of the Christmas season.
Don't hold your breath, Jason.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't hold your breath. You're going up against Bing Crosby and stuff. I mean, it's going to be tough.
You're going up against actual like singers.
People who do it for a living, right?
We'll take a time out. We'll catch up with our news and sports and our great partners. When we come back, we'll talk a little local entertainment.
All right.
And that will lead into the how many push-ups we can do. It's coming up.
Oh, God.
But we're going by age.
I'm dreading it like gym class right now. I'm totally dreading it.
I'm going to start practicing. We will be back with more. Oh, wow. Oh, is that a blast. My dad was a big Huey Lewis guy. It took me by myself. I didn't see this one earlier. I didn't even see this was in there. Seth and James here with you. Great voice, Huey Lewis. I never appreciated that as a kid, but he's got a really good voice.
People never appreciated Huey Lewis's voice. He's got a really good voice for a rock and roll man. He does.
We got some local entertainment to touch on right now. I wanted to let everybody know a couple of things going on with our Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Yeah.
First off, of course, encourage you to get your tickets for White Christmas.
Yes.
We are so close, everybody. December 5th is the premiere date.
Man, just a few weeks away, yeah.
So close. It's going to be a great one. They've got an amazing cast for this. I am so proud of our local theater taking this play on.
Mm-hmm. It's a big show. It's a big production.
Casting it the way they have, and everything that I have heard about it. You've got Suzanne, who's a great director, and Ben Shintek, their musical director.
Yes.
A name that I think our audience is pretty familiar with.
I've heard of that name before somewhere.
I love that Ben's a part of this.
Yes.
I love that. That's a great fit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hearing such good things about this one.
I would was at the theater the other day on the stage, and the set, man. Oh, it's looking so good. Oh, some of the best set builders in the area right here, man.
Being honest with you out there, my dad has seen so many of my shows over the years, and one of the things that he comes to see is the sets. Mm-hmm. He's a construction guy. He's a builder, and he loves seeing those sets. I think that's another reason for you to come see these shows, especially this one.
I'm telling you, it looks great.
The Elf Tea Party that Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater is presenting is going to be December 8th from 1 to 4.
Oh, very cool.
That is going to be fun. Make sure to get tickets for that, and I'm sure that we'll be having somebody like Gretchen or somebody on to talk about
it. We'll be talking about that, I'm sure.
That should be a lot of fun. And, oh, look at this, a new show in the studio theater. Hate Mail!
It's coming tomorrow. It's tomorrow, everybody. Yes.
We are so excited about this one.
We are.
We'll touch on this and preview it a little bit more tomorrow with Melissa and hit on it a little more.
Yep.
But we have been working really hard on this. We've got another rehearsal today.
Yep.
For this one.
One last one.
And we're excited. Beth and I are teaming up again on stage. We've done this before. We're looking forward to it. And we are being directed by Mr. Seth Haphagger. And I cannot thank you enough, man, not only for bringing me into this and all that and all the work that you have put into this, but I am so excited to make you proud and make our community proud and put this on. I will mention also it is an adult show.
Yes, we want to make sure that there's some adult language. I'd want to say there's a lot because there's not, but there's some adult language, some adult situations as well. So keep that in mind, everyone. But I got to tell you, man, I'm doing the lights for the show. And on Tuesday when these guys were rehearsing, I was laughing. Man, this is such a funny show.
And the way
you guys are doing it, I love the little touches you're putting in there. It's great.
This is a really funny show. It's hilarious.
Yep.
One of the co-writers is one of the great minds from Mystery Science Theater.
That's right.
You've got some great humor in this one. Mm-hmm. And again, we'll preview it more tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I did want to say, I'll be honest with everybody. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't been on stage in almost 3 years.
It's been a little while. Yeah.
It's been a while. And as we were talking on earlier, I've done film work. I've acted in the last 3 years.
Yep.
It's just been all on film.
Yep.
I haven't done anything on stage in a while, and it's a whole different animal. And my respect for stage is such that I can't do a bad job. I can't. It just is not possible. And so with that, with my nerves, with my anxiety and all those things, you guys are going to get a heck of a show. But we only got two of them.
Only two guys. So make sure you come out.
This Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock shows at the Lewis Canton Studio Theater. Join us and get your tickets at WRCtheater.org, WRCtheater.org. Mm-hmm. Buy local, support local, everybody. One more thing I did want to make sure to mention as long as we're talking theater.
Let's talk some more theater, shall we? We've got the Lincoln High School Theater Department putting on one of my all-time favorite plays, 12 Angry Jurors. That's coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and then a matinee on Sunday, the 17th at 2 p.m. at the, of course, Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. Tickets are only $7. You can get those at the door, or you can go online to showtixforyou.com. That's show, T-I-X, the number 4 and the letter U.com. So get your tickets now, everyone. It's going to be a fabulous show. And like I said, once again, I love this play. I've never been able to be a part of it. Someday, I hope I can be in the show.
Do you have a role? Because the Jack Lemmon role is the one I always wanted. It's one of my favorites, too. I didn't know this about you. It's one of my all-time favorites, too.
Yes, it is. And I don't care. They're all really have
all
something.
Look good.
The roles have something that makes them interesting.
100%.
And that's why I think it's such a great show. So
it's such a timeless show, too.
Yes.
Like, every decade, this one comes back, and it hits every time.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, what it says about our society.
What does that say about our society? But still, it does. It's a nice reflection of our legal system, our system of justice.
Little behind the curtain look, part of the reason I want to get on stage so much is because next year I'm not going to be able to. I'll be directing a show. And one of the first shows I thought of was this one, but WRCT did this a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
An amazing job. Mm-hmm. Perfect cast. They all did a great job. I saw it. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. You don't need to do that one here at WRCT right now. This version with the kids and all that, oh man, that's going to be a good show. Mm-hmm. That is going to be a good one. Where can they get tickets again? They can get them at the front
desk. They can get them at the door, or you can go online to showtixforyou. That's show, T-I-X, the number 4, and the letter U.com.
The Mayo Clinic posted guidelines for how many push-ups men and women should be able to do at various ages, from age 25 to 65. Being healthy is also about diet, cardio, and lifestyle choices. Keep that in mind. And keep in mind that if you're not where you would like to be on this, you always can be, and that's something to work towards. So, looking at this list, 25-year-olds, 20 push-ups for women, 28 for men.
Okay.
35-year-olds, 19 for women, 21 for men. 45-year-olds, this is around my
age. This is around, yep.
14 for women, 16 for men.
Oh, boy.
55-year-olds, 10 for men, women and 12 for men. And 65 and over, 10 for both.
Okay.
So this is coming from the Mayo Clinic, too.
Right.
This isn't just some random survey from pushups.com or something like that, which I don't know. That website might be available.
I was going to say, well, something's wrong with the Mayo Clinic.
Do not look that up, by the way. Don't throw that into your search engine. I don't know why, but just don't.
Just don't do that.
So I think this is a good barometer for you of knowing things. If you are 65 and over and you can only do 5, I don't think that means, oh, I'm in bad shape any more than it means I'm in great shape if I can do 10.
Right.
It's just a good barometer and a good idea. You know your body, you know you're what you're capable of,
right? And it makes you think too about where you are. That's, I mean, if there's nothing, I mean, we've done these before many times, you know, we the old, you know, eat right, get sleep, exercise, and we do that quite a bit, even though when something quote-unquote new comes out, it's always just a good reminder, you know. This is not one of those, you know, like, feel guilty, everybody, we want you to feel guilty about what you are or are not doing. So all right, we're going to try. James is going to do some.
See if I can do a push. I got the mic all the way down here.
Yeah, let's see. You're going to have to stop talking. I'm going to count for you. Let's say 1, 2, 3, 2. He's done. That's all. That's all I can do.
Okay. I don't really want to do this anymore.
And he can't get off the floor. 3, 4. Okay. So,
I just realized the segment's almost over.
Yeah, so, yeah, we can't.
I had a bit in my head, and it's not going to work. It's not going to work. To be fair, I work out 4 or 5 times a week,
right,
so
yeah.
I know I could do this.
Yeah,
it wasn't going to be as funny as I thought it was, but I thought I had something.
Yeah, there.
So I think that this is one thing. Actually, I'm glad that came up because my workout, I don't tend to go to the gym very often. Mm-hmm. I just basically do a lot of push-ups, sit-ups, curls.
The old classics, right?
Yeah. It's what I was raised on, and I think that that's not. I do that just basically to keep myself average. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not doing that to be in, you know, Adonis shape or anything.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's just to keep myself, you know, above water. That's something that I think, and also feels good. I think that we get distracted by, laying on the couch feels really good. It feels good to do nothing. It does, but your body also, and you also feel good from doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And doing 10 push-ups may seem like a lot, but boy, the way you feel afterwards, the good burn, the good feel, it's not for everybody, but if it catches you...
Good stress reliever, considering, you know, if you're feeling a lot of stress right now, can't imagine why. But if you're feeling a lot of stress right now, I mean, exercise can be a good way to burn some of that off.
It's a healthy, good release.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, don't push it too hard, especially
exactly.
if you haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah.
Stretching is recommended, like I probably should have done before I just,
just did that. And he's got nothing but muscle spasms now.
I don't know if it was my head is still wobbly from the movement, but I jumped down there too fast. I should have done that.
Slow down. But again, we're in a timed medium, so you know, that's how it goes.
We will take a quick timeout. We will come back and we'll get into some more fun. We got real good stuff lined up for you. I want to get into this one, Seth. This woman who was watching a show and realized it was shot in her apartment.
Which is cool.
That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
We'll touch on that and we'll get into our schedule and some local good stories of the day coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks for joining us the past couple of hours. You guys are the best. We appreciate you. Is one of our new ending songs.
Oh, that's a good one.
Keep this in the rotation.
The way it is, not bad.
We'll keep this one in there.
Bad. Bruce Hornsby somehow has a distinct piano sound.
Yes.
I don't know how he does it.
Agreed.
If he plays on other people's music, it sounds this. I don't get. And it's a very distinctive piano. It's weird, but it's. I love the sound, but it's weird.
One of the better musicians of our generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's saying something.
Yes.
I think.
Wrote some fabulous songs, man. Yeah, wow. He's great.
How weird would this be? A woman in New York was watching the reality show Couples Therapy when she realized a scene from it was shot in her apartment. A couple on the show used to live there.
Oh, my gosh.
This is how much reality TV we've got now, where this kind of thing is happening.
People have moved out.
Why am I watching a TV show and realizing the people in the TV show live in my apartment unit?
Okay, this is the apartment.
Do we see that electric box and that sticker? What? I mean...
Oh, and then it shows up and it's right on there.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And she's showing people the bathroom from, yeah, yeah, from the TV show. Okay, and it's right there. That is quite interesting.
That is. Quite interesting. Yep.
And that also just shows you how much reality TV there is out there. That now we're that kind of thing. This is not the last time you'll see this story.
No, no. It'll happen again.
Yeah, this is definitely going to happen again. I want to get to some local good things going on, Seth.
Okay.
Let's touch on that. We kick things off with our schedule. Of course, stick around, everybody. Matt and Air on Air coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Our good friends, and I do mean good friends, Jane and Greg, are going to be coming up. They do such a wonderful job of covering the day's news while also making you laugh, keeping a good tone. They've always got a good vibe on that show.
Those two
I really enjoy. I loved what Kristen and Jane were doing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no getting around that. I'm a big fan of Kristen's.
Yep.
Still talk every once in a while and everything, but Jane and Greg are just, it's a different animal and a different like fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's really so great.
If there's one word for the show, it is a fun show. Even though they cover, you know, some pretty serious topics, it's a fun show. They have such a great demeanor.
And as we talked about with them and everything, we feel like it's such a great segue from what we do here. Mm-hmm. We try to do serious comedy.
Right.
They do a very similar thing there.
They do.
Check that out today. And be sure to check out a little bit later today, Midday Magazine from 4 to 5. We're here every Monday through Friday talking to some of the most interesting people in our community and highlighting some of the things they are up to and certainly having a dialogue like no other.
Yeah.
And that includes today's show. In part one, we're going to talk to Out Loud MC and Kristen Conway. She's going to be joining us. They are a nonprofit LGBTQ plus center in Marathon County.
Very nice.
Looking forward to talking with her about that, what Out Loud MC is.
Yeah.
And in part two, our good friend Anna Mitchell, formerly Anna James.
That's right.
I just got to say that. It's an inside joke between
her. Yes, it is.
Natural resource educator with UW-Madison Extension. We're going to be talking about wildlife habitat and movement today.
Okay.
Anna is such a wonderful talker. And
yes,
it's so informative. It's going to be a really cool conversation.
Always interesting topics that she brings in.
A little bit later today, we've also got some great stuff on a radio dial. Stick around for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, from 5 to 6 tonight, Community Stories Junior with Melissa Kay.
Yes, she talks with some kids in Tech Pro program out in Nakusa. Talks with a principal at Nakusa as well. It's a really cool, series that she's doing about technology and kids in school.
She is going to be so mad at me. I've been telling everybody that show is all about her talking to juniors. Like, you know, I'm a junior. I'm James the Fourth. Like, people like, oh, I have completely missed. I am so sorry, Melissa. I really messed up. Look, that's a much better idea for a show.
Yeah, right. Isn't
it? A lot more meat on the bone there. A lot more to talk about. We are so, part of what Melissa was so excited about coming up with the concept for this show was this part of it. Being able to really focus not only on our kids, but our schools, our teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So much of the gray area that we don't really get to hear about a lot. You got one of the best reporters in the state focusing on this too.
It's gonna be great.
Nobody covers this stuff like we do, and nobody does the work that Melissa does. And you're gonna get 2 hours each week of this.
Yeah.
Spread the word about this show, everybody. Looking forward to tonight listening to Community Stories Junior with Melissa K.
Yes.
5 to 6, and it'll be here every Tuesday and Thursday for you.
It's gonna be there.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. We've got some other great things going on in our community. One of them happening in minutes from now, from 10 to 3 today, over at our friends at the ODC at 1191 Huntington Avenue. They have a blood drive going on.
Yes, they do.
All heroes are welcome and asked to show up. From 10 to 3 today over at the ODC here in Wisconsin Rapids, blood drive going on.
Mm-hmm.
There will also be a blood drive happening next Tuesday from 10 to 3 over at our former East Junior High School music room. That'll go from 10 to 3 next Tuesday. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it.
Yes.
Also wanted to mention this Friday, Trinity Lutheran Church has their bake sale and rummage sale going on.
Yeah.
990 3rd Street in Port Edwards. Bring the whole family, friends, and neighbors. This is going to be a fun one. They're also going on Saturday, November 16th, 8 to noon.
Yep.
Got a great sale going on. Help them out and get some great. I mean, there is nothing like a church bake.
Bake sales are the best.
Yeah.
They are the best.
Our good friends at the Cultural Center. Santa's coming to town, baby.
Ooh, big get.
Santa is coming to the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center Saturday, November 16th. He'll be there at 10:30. Santa will be reading a story to the kids. And after the story, there are photos with Santa, eat cookies, make kids crafts, write a letter to Santa, and mail it. All while parents get a head start on their Christmas shopping.
wink, wink.
Yes.
Nudge, nudge, everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Got a lot of great stuff there.
Doors open at 10 a.m. Story begins at 10:30. Photos and activities will be until 1. A $5 suggested donation per child will be asked for, and that's a great way to not only you do that, and that's a gift to your kid. You're showing your kid, like as somebody who you and I grew up seeing these kind of things from our parents and everything. And what kind of adults did we grow up to? The kind of give.
Yep.
That's how we create more givers in this society. Kids seeing parents doing these things. That $5 is going to go a lot farther than you think.
Yep.
And it'll go a lot farther than you realize with the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
I'm telling you, it's one of the great things that we have here. We got so many great cultural things in Wisconsin Rapids. This is just another of a great list of things that, I mean, quality of life, everybody.
Yeah.
Makes it that much better.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Woo!
We'll go ahead and check that out, everybody, Saturday, November 16th at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, you had something over there I wanted to make sure to touch
on. Just a reminder that the winter market is now open at the Moravian Church, everybody. Every Sunday, or excuse me, Sunday. We're doing something else on Sunday at the Moravian Church. On Saturday from 9 to 1 through the month of April, 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can go to their Facebook page. Check out all the vendors that are going to be there on Saturday. Plus, if you are a vendor and you would like to join in, go to wrmoravian.org and you'll find up all the paperwork right there. So join them Saturday from 9 to 1.
We got room over there. We want more vendors.
We do.
Come on over and just be sure to buy local, support local, and that includes our vendors. And a big shout out to the Moravian Church hosting that. We appreciate that. 100%. Being able to have a winter's farmer's market. That's pretty cool.
It's awesome.
And Network at Night going on with the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater and our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Network with the Chamber in the Heart of Wisconsin, November 18th from 5 to 7. Raffle prizes, appetizers, open to members, future members, free to attend. This is going on at 223rd Avenue South. I believe we're familiar with that area.
We're that area in the Centralia Center. Yeah, some stuff going on there.
Boy, I love all the networking and night events they do. And we've got so many great locations in town, and they've taken this to some wonderful places.
Yep.
Boy, that could be a really good one over there.
Yeah.
You get theater people involved in it. Oh, man.
It'll be fun.
That is going to be a good time. And a good one's right here. A man from Arkansas named Dylan McKay rescued an abandoned golden doodle on the side of the road that was stranded and close to death. The dog was in such bad shape that it needed a surgery that was a lot of money. So he and his fiancée, Emily, cut into their wedding fund to make it happen.
Wow.
The couple says the dog still has a long journey ahead, which is physical therapy and all these things, but the dog will make it and live with them. And they didn't even think twice about this. They just immediately cut into their wedding fund to save this stranger.
I'm telling you, that's above and beyond. Right, that really is.
That's pretty cool. And they got a new best friend, too.
They do.
They got a new best friend.
Great way to start your life together.
Mm-hmm. A worker at a thrift store in Missouri discovered some World War II love letters in a donation bin. We touched on this a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Started Googling the names and unraveled the mystery. And they did get to do the stuff that the man at the war promised that they'd do and stuff. And we talked about this with Terry and Melissa, and actually. And I think we talked on this one. It was a good story.
That's a good story.
But I wanted to bring it back and encourage people to look that one up if you're looking for a palate cleanser, looking for a good story of the day. And a coyote that had a plastic jug stuck on over its head for at least a week was rescued by members of the public in Illinois and is now recovering at a wildlife rescue.
Oh, there you go.
There is some video that accompanies that one. That is pretty interesting. Pretty interesting.
I'll bet
it's pretty good. Again, one more time, a big thank you to all of you for listening out there. We appreciate you. Seth, great show today.
It was good. I had fun.
We'll get the James gang together tomorrow. Melissa and Seth and I will be hanging out with you and get you ready for your weekend. We're looking forward to it. Not only will we have our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club for the whole weekend, but of course, we're going to make you a star of the day tomorrow.
Oh, man, it's always fun.
And you know I got a good TV show lined up for you. You know, it's going to be a good one. It's coming up for you tomorrow right here at...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.